Now we take you back to the night of February 26th, 1998, on Art Bell Somewhere in Time.
I'm getting additional reports of fireballs from all sorts of people here, and we will continue to monitor this occurrence, whatever it is that's going on right now, as the night progresses. And Peter, if you're out there and you have any additional information, please get to me as soon as possible. It looks as though Jack Kevorkian has done it again, this time a young student, 21 years of age. A young quadriplegic student, sadly, who won the right to leave the hospital and consult with Kevorkian. He's gone, and this will no doubt be very controversial. It comes under the category, in my mind, of whose life is it anyway. I am a libertarian at heart, and I think you know my adamant feelings against suicide. But those adamant feelings are for me. And what you do with your life is your business, not the state of Michigan's, not the U.S. federal government's. It's none of their damn business. If you want to do the wrong thing, in my estimation, that should be your right. Oprah won her case in Texas. She came out hands high in the air and talking a lot about the First Amendment. President Clinton again has done the right thing. The National Governors Association said that the internet should be taxed, or those items bought over the internet should be taxed. I told you last night I thought that was a stinky idea. Today, President Clinton also apparently thinks it's a stinky idea. A U.S. decision Thursday to withdraw sanctions against Colombia, war on drug stuff here, folks, was helped by the impending departure of the president there. He's been tainted by a drug corruption scandal since 1994, but Samper says it is wrong to hold him responsible for the sanctions being imposed 2 years ago. Says the withdrawal is recognition of the country's drug-fighting efforts. Colombia has been ineligible now for U.S. assistance, except for humanitarian and counter-narcotics aid for some time. In the Animals Attacking People Department, I've got this email. Art thought I'd let you know about the strange goings-on at my house. Last week, my two-year-old cat turned on me for no reason and sliced a 5-inch by water 1/4-inch cut in my leg just above my ankle. I'm glad we no longer live in California because my cat would probably be freaking out on a regular basis. What are animals doing out there anyway? That's weird. Here's somebody who writes, "Hey Art, I have a copy of Scallion," that'd be Gordon Michael Scallion's map, "that was given to me in August of 1996 in a column off to the left. He lists the following early warning signs. Earthquakes and tsunamis will occur in India and Sri Lanka. These happened 3 weeks after I got the map. The following has also happened. Water temperatures off the west coast will rise," El Nino, of course. "Plagues and new diseases will occur," they have. "Strange low-level noise will be heard," they have. "A new volcano will be born in the Sierra Nevada. Look at Mammoth, it's trying. Mount Rainier will erupt. My friends up there say the snow on Rainier is nil by comparison, almost like the mountains heating. The new undersea volcano off the Oregon coast is right where Scallion puts the smaller island of Lemuria. The new lake in Peru, it will get bigger. Nostradamus and Scallion, and of course Casey." So that's just something for you to think about. There is so much fresh water in the San Francisco Bay right now that many of the saltwater fish that generally are abundant in that area are now taking off like crazy for the ocean, trying to get back in the salt. That's John in Fremont, California, sending that. So it's pretty strange out here, folks. I've got a lot more, but we're going to go to open lines. Anything you would like to discuss is really fair game. I'm going to give you a photo op here pretty soon. Oh, and I've got what I consider to be one of the best time traveler communications that I have ever had, part of which I am instructed not to read on the air, and part of which I may read on the air. So if you'll hold on before the show ends, within the hour, perhaps, I will read this to you. I was very impressed. I handed it to my wife, and I said, you know, I don't normally ask you to read this stuff, but read it, will you? And she said, fascinating. And I sent it to Keith, and he said, well done as well. So I'm not sure what I've got on my hands here, but I'll read it to you when I get a chance. For now, to the phones we go. On the Screen Talk Radio, prepare yourself. Anything can happen. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, turn your radio off,
Hello,
please.
Hello, is this Art Bell?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm glad to get a hold of you.
Glad to have you. Where are you?
Oh, Oklahoma. This
okay.
Thomas.
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on? Oh, I seen a spaceship December the 3rd, 1989 in Lockheed when I was working there. Right now, I'm...
Lockheed?
Yeah.
Spaceship?
Yeah, 9:03 in the morning. Yeah, there's other people seen it, too.
And how do you know it was a spaceship?
Well, it came... I was watching it. It was coming from the east, and I was looking at the moon. This here being that was me and my wife were talking to the week before...
Wait a minute. A being?
Yeah, a space brother.
A space brother.
Yeah, she's
She,
my wife.
Oh.
My wife is able to astral travel and everything like that. Of course, she's passed on now.
Anyway, but you're so you're sure you were at Lockheed. You're sure you saw a spaceship.
Oh, absolutely. Others seen it too. Electricians and others seen it. And I was looking at the crescent moon, way over at the east towards San Diego. And it made a loop. It came out. It
was it a, well, all right, look, was it a light or was it a definitive shape? Was it obviously nighttime?
Oh, it was so high. It was so high.
So, well, then how can you know it was a spaceship?
Because I was watching the moon, and I noticed there was a flare coming out of the moon, appeared to, and it went over towards San Diego, and it came and hovered right over the channel in Lockheed at B1.
That's good. It's a good sign. All right. Well, I appreciate the report. That's the hovering part. That's a little hard to dismiss. That gentleman sounded like he was getting on in years, obviously. And there are many others who saw it, and I wonder why it was not reported. Anybody else know of Lockheed employees who have seen things like described by that man? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Phil in Oregon.
Hi, Phil.
Well, I was stationed at Fort Carson, and I've watched the Air Force and the Army do some strange things in the area. I don't know what I would attribute it to. I don't know if it's one of their missions that's gone awry or, you know, something along the government's line. I imagine they have a good idea of what it is, and I'm not surprised they're not answering phones.
Something's going on out there.
Oh yeah, it's no real surprise. That area, they have quite a bit of heavy experiments going on. Falcon Air Force Base. Oh yeah, they're right. It's satellite area and SpaceCom. They have now been integrated with NORAD out at Cheyenne Mountain, so...
Yeah, I know, but look,
yeah.
We're looking at a half kiloton explosion over El Paso.
Okay,
we're
I
looking
haven't
at,
heard.
We're looking at a kiloton explosion over Greenland. and an object crashing into the ground there. We're looking at repeated sightings of fireballs going on even tonight. The size of the moon.
Strangest things. I know. It is so bizarre. I don't know if I'm really looking forward to having any contact with anything that would want to, act in that manner.
Remember what David, Dr. Jacobs said.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, well, if you'll listen on the air, Dr. Jacobs suggested that, and by the way, Michio Kaku, Professor Kaku the other night said the same thing, that there is, contrary to what you may have seen in movies like Independence Day, or many others, there's no reason necessarily to believe that these beings are friendly. And even if they are technologically very advanced, that their motivations toward us would be a sweetness and love and, you know, curing our ills, cleaning up our atmosphere and rivers and so forth and so on. There's no reason to believe that they would be disposed toward thinking of us, as Professor Kaku said, as anything more than an anthill. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
This is Paul in Lincoln.
Well, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. Long-time listener. Love every show. Fantastic. Right now I'm sitting in the little parking garage booth observing police cars go by with their lights on. It's pretty entertaining.
Are they looking for you?
No. Oh, no. No, what they're doing is actually they're blowing red lights is what they're doing. And then they shut them off when they're done with their red light.
You know, there are several things that cops do that just drive me absolutely out of my mind.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean,
one of them is what you just mentioned, run the lights and run the light, right?
Right, oh, yeah.
There's one other that really makes me crazy. I mean,
does that jack up the price of coffee?
Our speed limit here on the open highways is 70 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me why a cop who is not chasing somebody or does not have his lights and siren going should be going past you like a tornado doing probably about 95.
Well, because they can. Who's policing the police, you know? But I don't have anything bad to say about them, but I mean...
No.
I know what you're saying.
Not really. It's just that you look at this thing, go... Shoom,
yeah.
And you say, oh, come on now, how can he do that? And as you point out, it's because he can do it.
Right, exactly. Hey, I had an interesting idea. Must have been a couple months ago, you had a guest on talking about Noah's Ark.
Oh, yes.
And talking about how the animals... Actually, all the continents were together, and the animals congregated? Is that what, pretty much, instead of, like, him going and hunting the animals to come on the...
I'm not really sure how, yeah. I mean...
Well, I had an interesting idea about that. The people who really are strict in believing that to the letter, what did, say, like, the cheetah and the tiger, et cetera, or just the cat family, what did they eat? You know, wouldn't they have to eat the other two gazelles or something?
Well, you would think so, and then there wouldn't be two of them anything.
Can you imagine the smell? Wouldn't that drive you crazy? I mean, well, like the litter box, per se, of the animal kingdom. I mean, I think that would drive you crazy. But
I can barely remember. I think they're building a new ark in North County, San Diego, right now.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, that doesn't seem too far off, huh?
Not the way it's going these days.
Yeah, but I just wondered what kind of food would keep those animals alive.
Science diet.
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, I got to run.
Hey, take care. Thanks very much.
And thank you for listening to the Ark Bell Show. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
This is Friendship in Massachusetts.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, those two pictures you got that you said you can't say too much about?
Not yet.
All right. Are they... from a video of some kind picked out?
No.
Okay, hey, can you do me a favor before you hang up? Swing that cat around the room a couple of times.
Do what?
That cat noise you make. I'm taping the show tonight. I want to tape it.
Oh, you want the cat noise?
Yeah, please.
Let me see if I can get the cat noise. Hold on a minute here.
Oh,
keep the cat noise in a very special place. Are you...
I have a cat.
You have a cat? The cat's not on your lap, is it?
No.
All right, now that's a very important thing because, look, everybody, this is a warning out there. Get any cats that are on your lap off your lap right now.
Swing that cat out.
You ready?
Yeah, man.
All right, here it goes. That's it.
Oh, it's beautiful. I'm going to play that for my cat tomorrow.
Yeah, good for you. And just don't have it on your lap when you do it, all right?
All right, buddy.
All right, that's the standard warning, or you'll have skid marks all over your thighs, trust me. And they won't go away for months either, and they sometimes get infected. From the high desert, this is Coast to Coast AM.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from February 26, 1998.